What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Brad Gilmore Show On Demand, a part of the Brad Gilmore Show Network. This is another edition of In Case You Missed It. A few weeks ago, Reality Wrestling was getting started. We're in full promo mode for our first ever iPay-per-view, the Summer of Champions, available at realityofwrestling.com still. And me and my tag team partner of the commentary booth, Matt Topolsky, were hit up by Harrell Wrestling Talk, a weekly podcast. Some guys out in Indiana hit us up to do an interview about reality wrestling, about our commentating, and about Summer of Champions. So without further ado, check it out right now, brother.
Now moving into our special segment for the evening, we're joined by both the announcers of Reality Wrestling. We have Brad Gilmore and Matt Topolsky. Want to thank both of you guys for taking some time out of your day to be on the show.
Hey, man, thank you. Really appreciate it. You have the tag team champions of commentary with you right now. We are here on the line.
That's what we are. And of course, you introduced Brad first.
That's right. Hair moves first, Matt. You got to learn that. Hair moves first.
Well, we're glad to have both you guys on here. Since I introduced Brad first, we'll, Matt, why don't you go ahead and give just a little introduction, brief introduction about yourself.
I don't know. You know, I've done boxing commentary. I've done some news over the last couple of years here in Houston. Always been a wrestling fan. And I've been working in the business for about 2 years now and got an opportunity to call some commentary for Booker T's Reality of Wrestling after Brad and I's good friend Rich Brennan moved on to NXT. And the spot at the desk opened up, and the rest is kind of history. So here I am, and it's been a pretty awesome ride. So, yeah.
What about you, Brad?
You know, hey, like Matt said, I'm a lifelong fan. Watched wrestling since I can remember. You know, a couple years ago, happened to find myself in a job interview with the one and only Booker T. They're looking for a ring announcer, threw my name in the hat. And then, like Matt said, Rich Brennan moved on to WWE. And there was a spot open to do some color commentary. And I hopped right in. And then that's when you got me and Matt as the tag team champions of commentary. We've been defending those titles ever since.
Ever since.
Just put that out there.
Yeah.
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 Now, so you guys both had interviews with Booker T then, is that right?
Yes.
Matt, was that pretty, like, intimidating, you know, kind of?
Well, you know, it's interesting that Brad calls it an interview, because for him it was an interview. I mean, he kind of knew. They sort of threw it out there at the very beginning. You know, we're looking for people on the desk. For me, per se, I walked into Booker's office, and I had no idea on that night that I was going to be auditioning for anything. The only thing that I knew is that I got a phone call from Book, and he was like, come on down to the gym, we want you to come down tonight. I had no idea I was going to be auditioning that night. So it pretty much turned into, here, show me your work, let's run through a couple of matches, and you're just going to call it. And everybody in the room, from Booker T to the production crew to other people that were currently working in Reality of Wrestling, were sort of just staring at me and seeing whether or not I could hold my own. So was it nerve-wracking? It was kind of like being on American Idol. Yeah. but apparently I made the cut, so here I am.
Yeah. Now, Brad, we had Brian Keith on a couple weeks ago, and he kind of told us a little bit about Reality of Wrestling. Do you, just for the people that didn't catch that episode, you want to tell us just a little bit about the promotion?
Yeah, you know, Booker T, you know, and opened a school back in 2005 and started a wrestling promotion soon after called the PWA, which is the Pro Wrestling Alliance. And after a few years, had some big shows, you know, with a bunch of name guys. And after a few years, they decided to rebrand, sit down, refocus their attention to make a brand new promotion, to build up new stars here in the city of Houston and to carry on Paul Bosch's legacy, which is a famous wrestling promoter in the city. And they decided to call it Reality of Wrestling.
And that was about 2 years ago now. And ever since we started off with the YouTube series, it got really popular. Then we got offered a deal here for television here in Houston. And then literally maybe a couple weeks after we aired our first episode, got another call from another network to syndicate our show throughout the country. And, you know, here we are. We're building now to our first pay-per-view, all happening in 7 months. So it's been a really, really crazy ride here the last couple of years in reality of wrestling.
Yeah, you guys have been moving on. Now, are you guys basically just all your shows really kind of in Texas then?
Yeah, our main shows, like our live event shows, are all here in the Texas area. I'm looking forward to expanding to different parts of the country here very, very soon. Very soon, actually.
Good. Now, for the, you know, people that aren't familiar with the process of announcers, you know, I'm not familiar with that. What do you guys have to do to prepare for shows and just to get ready? I know, Matt, you were saying that, you know, when you came in, they just kind of threw you down and said, "Hey, talk about this match." Is that kind of how it goes most nights, or do you kind of are able to prepare for it?
Oh, not at all. I mean, that sort of deal there was trial by fire. But you know, it's interesting. There's a huge difference between indie wrestling and putting on a television product, and that's why in many senses I wouldn't compare reality of wrestling at all to indie wrestling. I mean, we call ourselves the flagship of Texas wrestling for a reason. Number one, we have national television. We're in over 20 markets. Secondly, we're producing a television product that's seen here locally and nationally every single week. Every week we're producing a new episode of television. And television is a totally different animal than just putting on an indie wrestling show. And so we have to be extremely prepared. We have to know where we're going with the product, where we're going with our characters. And that's really what this is all about. It's about a character-driven product. We're building stars for the future. And we have guys right now like Sergey Volkov, for example, guys like Ruthless Ryan Davidson. I mean, these are guys that not only can work and put on an incredible match, guys like the Mysterious Q, but they are guys that are going to be the future of professional wrestling and sports entertainment. And you're going to see them, I really believe, in the near future in the NXTs and in the WWEs of the world, much like other folks that have come from the WXF gym that Booker T runs, and, of course, reality of wrestling. Like, for example, the current WWE tag team champions, the Usos, that came from Booker T's WXF gym. So we prepare quite a bit for all of this, and the same type of preparation that would go into an NXT broadcast or would go into a WWE broadcast. We have our show notes. We have our characters. We need to know what direction we're going, and we need to know how to sort of coach everyone at home and condition them to watch the program. And that takes a considerable amount of preparation, but once you've got it down, it's a hell of a lot of fun to do.
Yeah, I bet it is enjoyable.
It's definitely one of the great, because I went from ring announcing to doing commentary, and it's so much more fun, in my estimation, to do the commentary and telling the stories and elaborate a little bit of what Matt said. You know, we have our show notes. We have to get our directions a little bit. And Booker T himself and the director, Kevin Bernhardt, are really influential about helping us prepare and kind of seeing where we want to steer the audience when they're listening.
And the other thing that I would add on to that, which is interesting, is that I know for a fact that Booker doesn't sleep because he's traveling all the time. If he's not working for WWE, he's promoting reality of wrestling. But I've recently discovered as well throughout the promotion of this summer camping show that Kevin Bernhardt doesn't sleep either. I don't know how these guys do it, but neither of them sleep at all, ever. So something for the listeners to know.
Yeah. Now, so both of them then are just constantly involved in just about every aspect of the wrestling. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, no, I definitely think they're both real hands-on with it, with everything that happens, not just with the wrestling, with the commentary, with the business side of things, with promotions of the events. I mean, those two guys, Booker T, Kevin Bernhardt, and even Charmel, Queen Charmel, as some listeners might know her by, they're all 24/7 working to promote reality of wrestling. I know Booker just went to the Virgin Islands to help promote reality of wrestling. Charmel went to Chicago. I mean, Kevin's always on the phone trying to get, you know, just the word out as much as possible. So every aspect of this company –
the heartbeat of this company and the brain of this company is run by those three people.
Now, I really enjoy it where my brother and I, you know, us being from Indiana, we're actually able to get on your guys' website and find full-length shows, and it really interests us and it really pulls us to your wrestling just because, you know, we can sit down whenever we want and catch an episode or two. And so it really, what you guys have is really nice, and I think it's definitely going to be big. Like you said, you haven't been around for long and you're already moving up.
Well, and the other thing that's great about that as well is our partnership with the Soul of the South Network. I mean, not only are we in over 20 markets right now on television, but if you want to catch an episode, you can go to ssn.tv, which is the Soul of the South Network's website, ssn.tv, anytime. And every single week, you can catch a brand new episode of Reality of Wrestling, and you can see every episode completely archived and commercial-free, mind you. So it's just a really awesome opportunity for us to be able to present our product like this and get it out there. And everybody, the other thing that's so amazing about Reality Wrestling, to be a part of it, is the family atmosphere that exists within it. Everyone is rowing in the same direction. Everyone wants the same thing, and that is, number one, for Reality of Wrestling to succeed and to blow up. And all of us can feel that coming very soon.
And that's, you know, definitely a big part when everybody's on the same page. Like you said, it just everybody wants the best, wants it to succeed. But now getting into your guys's kind of, if you have a character, you say on the shows, Brad, are you like a face or a heel, or you guys just kind of work together? Like you said, the tag team, are you just work together and just call the match?
Well, you know, Matt and I, you know, we haven't been working together on the desk that long, but since he came in to Reality of Wrestling, me and him hit it off really well, and we have a natural chemistry on camera and in real life. You know, we go out, you know, have dinner or something, and just, you know, we're just making jokes the whole time, and so it comes naturally to us. I wouldn't say that we're either heel or face. You know, we just kind of go with the flow. I might have certain guys that I like more than he does. You know, I'm a big believer in one guy we have here. His name is Abel Andrew Jackson. He is the face of Reality of Wrestling. He is the top guy here in my estimation, and I like to cheer for him. All right, I believe whenever the voting comes around, I will vote for Abel Andrew Jackson. Now, Tolsky, on the other hand, might not like Abel as much as I do.
There's a discrepancy that exists out there. First of all, I don't know. You know, this guy calls himself the master politician. I don't know what office he's running for at Reality of Wrestling. Brad's clearly convinced himself that he will be the next president of the United States if you ask him. But one thing that I will say about our dinners is Brad normally picks up the tab, and that's why I go. So I do.
I'm gentlemanly this way.
Yeah. But, I would absolutely agree. We have a great chemistry. I love the hell out of working with Brad and hope it continues. And, I just think really what we try to do is we try to find that balance between calling what's going on in the ring, telling stories, and making things entertainment. You know, we're not there to sell a product you're not interested in. We're not there to feed you something that you don't want to hear. We're there just to kind of enhance the story that's being told in the ring. And really, the guys that are working in the ring, the diamonds that are working in the ring from the diamonds division, there's so much talent, so much unrealized talent from the rest of the world right in the Reality of Wrestling that people haven't seen yet, and hopefully they're going to see very soon. Ungodly stars. We have a guy coming into our Summer of Champions event, for example, Brian Keith. You talk about Brian Keith, he's going to be taking on Jonathan Gresham. This is a guy that's traveled and wrestled all over the world, tremendous talent, and he was on a few of our Comic Palooza shows recently. And that's the type of talent that we like to showcase. I mean, this guy's a phenomenal athlete. We're going to have him at Summer of Champions. And it's guys like that that are really the future of sports entertainment. You can see them right now at the row.
Now, Matt, do you have any catchphrases? Do you have anything that you just constantly, like a boom shakalaka or anything that you throw out there quite a bit?
You know, not that I'm aware of, and maybe Brad can correct me on that. Nothing that I'm really aware of. I just like to call the action and react. You know, I think about some of my favorite commentators of all time. I mean, you know, everybody will tell you Jim Ross because, of course, he's a legend. I was more of a Joey Styles guy when it comes to sports in general. Gus Johnson, I love guys that are passionate about what they do and they're not afraid to hide it. I mean, I'll be the first person to tell you I'm not a Pat Summerall. You know, I'm not somebody that's going to get you to take a nap on a Sunday afternoon during a baseball game. I'm there because I'm passionate about what's going on, and I try to display that passion on the broadcast.
What about you, Brad? Do you have anything you may throw out there occasionally?
I mean, aside from Shucky Ducky Quack Quack moment of the night, no, I don't have any catchphrases yet, but I'm sure, as you know, we develop with one another at the broadcast booth, some stuff is going to be said. I'm pretty certain of it.
Now, before we kind of get into your guys' upcoming iPay-per-view, have either of you done any wrestling in the actual ring? Have any storylines where they may chuck one of you guys in there or anything like that?
Well, speaking for myself, recently I was actually brutally attacked by the guy that Matt likes to say is one of the next stars. Ruthless Ryan Davidson came over to the broadcast booth, and we were at Comic Palooza here in Houston, Texas, at the George R. Brown Convention Center, came over, asked me to stand up. And then I thought everything was cool. He was dusting off my suit jacket. You know, he was trying to get the dirt off my shoulder, if you will, for those Jay-Z fans. And then he just shoved me down to the ground. I thought he was going to kill me. I got up. I had to run to the back. Referee Jason the Stash Olsen was looking at Ryan Davidson like he was going to be next. I've never wrestled, but I'm afraid of Ruthless Ryan Davidson. I will say that.
Well, you know, I will tell you one thing. I'm not going to step in a squared circle. That's not my business. That's not my world. But Brad Gilmore was brutally attacked, and we're going to see what's going to happen in Summer of Champions. Is the Pride, who will be Ruthless Ryan Davidson's opponent, is he going to beat some manners into Ryan Davidson? We're gonna find out about that.
One can only hope, because it's a no disqualification match. I'm hoping Ruthless Ryan Davidson gets what he has coming to him.
Now, speaking of that, Brad, is there you guys have your upcoming Summer of Champions, and you guys still have tickets for the show available?
Yes, there are limited seats available. You can go to realityofwrestling.com right now to get the remaining tickets. They're real cheap, $11.50 for a child, $16.50 for an adult. I mean, we're not trying to kill you with ticket prices here. Everyone can come. There are limited seats available. RealityWrestling.com for tickets.
Now, Matt, will we be able to watch it online for, you know, say Jacob and I being in Indiana?
Absolutely. Starting the following day at, I believe, 7 o'clock Eastern, or perhaps 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central. I'll have to check on that for sure and get back to you. The link will be up at realityofwrestling.com. You will be able to purchase the iPay-per-view, our first iPay-per-view ever, for only $4.99. And that link is going to be available for the next month. So you will be able to purchase it, watch it at your leisure. It's going to be a great event. And I got to tell you something. For our first iPay-per-view ever, you talk about the stars that are coming to this thing. You talk about blowing this thing out of the water. Booker T and the Reality of Wrestling have gone far and beyond the call of duty to entertain everybody. This is going to be a very special night for the fans of the row.
Now, I've been seeing a lot of the names kind of thrown out of people that are going to be there, but do you have anything that you're just completely excited to see and be a part, Brad?
Yes, I'm so excited to see the main event steel cage match for the Reality of Wrestling Heavyweight Championship. It's going to see the current champion, the Samoan Beast, with Stevie Ray in his corner, versus the Mysterious Q with the one and only Diamond Dallas Page in his corner, the three-time WCW champion, the innovator of DDP yoga. He's going to be in the building. I'm so excited to see this main event. Last time we had a steel cage match, it was off the chain. It was on like neck bones, as Booker T might say, and I can't wait to see this match. I'm so excited for that.
Would that be the top one for you as well, Matt, or you got something else that you're looking forward
to?
Well,
I would say in terms of matches, it's not going to get much bigger than that in the reality of wrestling right now. But personally, on a personal note, one of the things I'm most excited about is seeing the former general manager of SmackDown, Teddy Long, in the house. He will be the guest GM for the night. And playa, I got a question for you. Will he make a tag team match? We're going to find out at Summer of Champions.
Well, where can our fans kind of connect with you guys and just check you out? I know, you know, there's the realityofwrestling.com website, but Brad, do you have Facebook or Twitter or anything that you want to throw out there?
First, you can find more stuff about Reality Wrestling at the official ROW on Twitter. And if you want to follow Booker T, that's at BookerT5X on Twitter. As far as I'm concerned, you can give me Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all at Brad Gilmore. And hit me up. Ask me any questions you want to. Follow me. I might follow you back. It depends on if I had enough rest last night.
What about you, Matt?
Well, you know, it's an exciting question because I just recently opened my Instagram account, okay? People have been telling me for years to get on Instagram, and I'm now on Instagram, and that's TP_ROW on Instagram. You can also connect with me on Twitter, at Matt Topolsky on Twitter. That's at Matt Topolsky on Twitter. And I follow everybody back because I'm just a great gentleman.
Well, we want to thank both of you guys for coming on the show. Really enjoyed it, and definitely hope to have both of you guys back on at a future time.
Anytime, man. Thank you for having us on.
Yeah, thank you very much, man. I hope all of your listeners tune into the iPay-Per-View. It will be available starting July the 27th at realityofwrestling.com. Summer of Champions, we're doing it big, and we appreciate all the support from around the country, yourself included.
We look forward to watching the iPay-Per-View.
Awesome. Amen. Hey, thank you. Thanks for hitting us up.
Yep.
We appreciate it.